right now, boys and girls, we want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants. Listen to me.
Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM, fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM!
And now, here's BAM.
Here's BAM!
My buddy Alex here.
Drinking out of a wine box.
A box of wine.
I was in Australia with him for 10 days, and he was managing the CKY tour. And now I get a phone call from my publicist named Kevin, and he says, call Alex from Guttermouth, and they want...
And you didn't
so
know who
I call,
that was.
I call this Alex guy not knowing who it is, and then when I see him, I'm like, holy shit. Yeah.
Hi.
So now I'm super happy.
Yes, I'm Alex.
And I was like, fucking blimey, mate. It's Ben. How the fuck are you?
Where are you from?
All fucking Australia. What do you think? Listen to him.
Dude, you're obsessed with Australia, really fucking... Bam.
What?
You really are obsessed with Australia.
Why do you think that?
I don't know. You just, every time you hear
Australia,
because
it's
like the weird
20 years
that...
behind. That's the whole point.
Australia's 20 years behind?
20 years behind.
Do you agree with this?
Yeah.
Well, you know
we have an advantage here.
Well, mate,
being an American.
I honestly think that we are definitely a few years behind. But here's
vocally,
the thing.
Yeah, they're cooler.
I think Bam just loves it because it's so far away from where he lives. Like, when there was like these crazy fans out front of the gate and they were from Australia, he was intrigued.
Because they came all the way from Australia to ring my gate.
Yeah.
So then it's now it's important. If you're like, hey, I'm from Delaware, I want to see what's up. Yeah. Fuck you.
Yeah. Right.
Well,
hey, I came from Melbourne, Australia.
Melbourne.
I came from Melbourne, Australia. Then it's like, all right, come on in. I'll say hi, I guess.
All right, here, I got a question. I got a question for you. What does the term... Now, this is a fucking...
Dude, I hope
Australian
all this shit's recording.
What does the term Struth?
Oh,
Struth?
Fucking Dinky Die. Yeah.
I've never heard of it.
Yeah.
I've never heard of it in my life.
Yeah, Struth is a fucking great
fucking
term.
Fourth most. It means everything that you ever believed in.
We'll
go around
the
Struth. It is.
Struth.
What it is. Yeah, it's Struth.
Because here's what Struth means.
All
it's like,
Australia
them.
Bars never close.
That's
every
true.
Every time I go to the bar in Australia.
That's kind of true.
They never close.
Well, I want to go to Australia.
And
you go
Thursday.
But back to the question.
Saturday.
What does Struth mean? It's like...
I don't know what it means.
Alright, so Bam walks out of nowhere, and he's like,
Struth,
g'day, mate. How are ya?
Yeah,
like,
Struth,
haven't
mate.
Seen you in a couple of fucking years. And I'm like, I look at him, and I'm like, fucking Struth, mate. Good to fucking see ya.
Yeah, you're good, and you're happy to see him.
Yeah,
right.
True.
So, well, maybe, never mind that. Maybe I want to go to Brisbane and fuck the Veronicas.
Well, you know, the Veronicas actually lived up the street from me.
Wait, I want to be where you're at.
She's dating fucking the
Billy
Smashing Pumpkins guy.
Corgan.
Yeah.
Billy
That's strange.
Corgan, he's fucking bald and he's ugly as fuck. I don't understand why.
I wouldn't want to fuck him.
All right. Enough of the goon box.
Let's talk about this Guttermouth show tonight. So, the singer, Mark... punched you straight in your face,
right,
Dave,
in my jaw.
And I thought it was part of the act, but you two were really fucking mad at each other, and it was a major, major problem. How did this get solved?
I thought it was a funny thing to actually pants him.
Well, you pantsed him, yeah, and then he was mad about it, and then he punched you right in your face.
Hold on, wait. Only because I thought the whole conversation was getting boring, so I thought it would be
Of what he was saying?
Yeah, there was no crowd. The crowd was non-responsive. So I thought pantsing him would be the best thing to attract the crowd into.
And you know what? It worked because the next song, everybody was moshing.
Right.
Even though moshing is 90s, but they were doing that.
Well,
true.
90s,
I'm totally in agreement.
I got punched in between that.
Punched?
And I didn't mind it.
For what?
But what if it was part of the show?
Why'd you get punched?
No.
Maybe it was part of the show, and he wanted people to be entertained.
No,
Did you take offense to it?
If it was part of the show, he would have said, Dave, I'm going to punch you.
Why'd you get punched?
But, he did. And then the microphone sound, because he was holding it.
No, he punched it me was like, with his microphone, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then he didn't sing an entire song.
It was aggressive.
It was staged, because Dave took his guitar off.
And I thought it was part of the act. I really did. And then I started to see after the second song that you two are still mad at each other.
It was real.
And then, he gave the microphone to the crowd to sing.
He didn't sing No, It's On Tape, so we played some good lyrics.
Right, he was.
Did
he
you
was
guys
done.
Have a good time? Did you guys kill it? Bam, did they do a good job?
Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah?
And I'm proud of fucking Alex here, because
Alex.
This is how this happened. Guttermouth was on tour in Australia, and then the drummer was just like, he flipped out, whatever, left.
Uh-huh.
Well, he goes, I could drum, and then... Next thing you know,
how it happened is like the tour after the tour that
turn him up, would you?
I can't.
I'm trying to find him.
Alex,
hey, am I here?
Chad's gonna be so mad at you.
Check. I was on tour with CKY and Bam, and we're doing this whole thing.
Summarize.
It was promo. It was like promo for the Jackass 3D release, and it was also like for the CKY tour. Anyway, the next tour after that. I met these fucking lads called Guttermouth. These fucking crazy bastards. One being, they're all sitting right here right now.
Anyway, well, Mark, the singer, is asleep upstairs.
He's asleep. You know why he's asleep?
With my kitty cat
he's
trouble.
He's asleep because he doesn't want me to punch him back.
Exactly. David,
I thought you guys made friends.
We did, but I'll still punch him as a friend.
No, honestly, did you guys, like, make friends or... did he say, like, hey, man, sorry?
We had a band talk on the way over.
I want to hear all about it. You need a microphone.
We were following your push. Your fucking push all the way
he
here.
He did apologize to me.
That one crackles too
and
much.
I apologized to him for pantsing him.
Right. Chad does the radio show, but when he can't make it because he lives an hour away, then production does it. And if there's any kind of beeping or any kind of I can't hear you type shit, it's all his fault.
All right, well, here's my message to Chad.
Now we know who to blame.
Bam. All right, so talking about Chad.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that motherfucker for a couple of years.
He doesn't even know you're here.
I know. So we should let him know. We should call him live on air. Can we do that?
Yep. Let me call Chad.
Have you got Chad's
Cleveland, give me Chad's number. I already know it.
Anyway, it'd be great to talk to Chad. And it would be great also to call Chad and be like, how the fuck do we work this fucking thing? You know what I mean? Like,
well, listen to what's happening. I think it's great. I love this technical difficulty shit because...
I'm going to come back in this guitar, you know what I mean? Like, not come, but...
no, don't fuck with it. It's Cleveland's guitar.
I know, but... Hey,
yes,
Cleveland.
I already came on.
Yeah, so, we've been ashing it. We've been ashing it all night, Cleveland.
Well, don't worry, I have your Billy Idol sign guitar.
Yeah,
you have my Billy Idol guitar? Why do you have it?
It was in your
room. Thankfully...
And you stole it? You stole it.
Yeah.
Hold on. Billy Idol gives me a guitar...
Your mom.
And it's in the room that you're staying in, and then when I kick you out, you decide to steal it?
No, I didn't steal it.
Screaming.
Well, what's it called then? Did I give it to you?
No.
Scream!
But I have.
I'm going to punch you out.
I'm going to write songs with it. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Two things.
I did.
One, is it okay to smoke in here? That's the one thing I want to know.
As long as that window's
that's
open.
That's an outline question.
I'm trying to.
Is there a cigarette I can have?
That sucks.
Firstly,
I'll find some.
Bad things are gonna happen here. I'm warning everybody.
You're a motherfucker. You know that.
Cleveland, you suck.
Listen to this. He lived in my house, and I let him live there for free for one whole year. He lived in this very house for free.
Did he make it worth your while?
So when I kick him out. There's a Billy Idol guitar, right. A Billy Idol that he gave to me, and then he signed it, and
that's what made it worth it.
Jesus fucking Christ, production! Chad is gonna kill you so hard.
I'm like getting frustrated.
Can I draw some authority? I admitted it.
Hello.
So I have a Billy Idol guitar that he gave to me, and then he signed it, and it was in his fucking room that he was living in this very house at the time. And then when I kick him out, he fucking decides to take it to his new house.
It was his.
I can't
wait, was it yours or his?
Where's that microphone that is on?
Right.
Had it.
It's right here.
I'm glad you brought it up.
Was it yours?
Bring it back.
I'm trying to be honest.
Yeah, well, what makes like, what makes you think you could take a my Billy Idol guitar?
Because I was in the middle of writing a song and everyone's shitting.
You're in the middle of writing a song? Why don't you take the one with cum all over it that you bought?
There's no strings left and there's cum on it.
Yeah, well, buy new strings. They cost $6. It's $6 to buy new strings. What's wrong with this guitar? There's ashes in it and there's cum in it.
Hey, can we get back to
and now you're ashes.
Can we get back to the point of this conversation?
I forget what it was.
Right.
Hey, yeah, we gotta restart again. We gotta start again.
Wait, what?
Here's the thing. It's just this fucking microphone is so
coming on a guitar.
Yeah. Okay, here's Cleveland's guitar. He bought it himself.
Give it.
So Novak came into the strings, and then the strings are half broken, and then
basically what you're
give
saying
give that microphone
is,
to Cleveland.
He's not a douche, but he's a douche on a certain level that doesn't let.
I thought you guys reached...
You're right.
Yeah.
No, Dave, you're exactly right.
You gotta feed this through.
Cleveland, defend yourself.
He tweets about him thinking about getting ready to go to the gym.
No, I don't.
Do you think people want to hear
true.
That?
No.
Do you think people want to go, oh, I wonder where Cleveland's up to?
No.
He's thinking about getting ready to go to the gym.
All that soon.
Why don't you go to the gym and then tweet about it?
That's why I do this 90-day challenge.
How about not tweet about... Who has a tweet? Anyway,
I do.
I tweet about shit that's important.
I don't have a tweeter.
You tweet about shit that's awesomely ridiculous.
I don't.
Awesomely ridiculous.
Everyone, shut up.
There's no winning this. Yeah. I'm just trying to be honest.
Right.
Let the Australian talk.
I had a question.
True.
Oh,
yeah.
So, Mr. Bam.
Yeah.
So, when we were in Australia. No, actually, when we were in New Zealand. Mate.
Ah, you're with the Kiwis.
Now, so we were
kicked out of the Wellington Airport.
I know. So, Bam and I were hanging out
Kiwis?
The night before. We went for a skate. Nice. We didn't make
no, I'll sum it up real quick. I was fucking annihilated.
You were annihilated.
At the Wellington Airport in New Zealand, and they said you are completely banned from this New Zealand airport as long as you live.
Banned.
And
bammed.
Yeah, well,
not
whatever.
Bammed.
And Alex is there with me, and my publicist, Kevin, is also there. So I'm trying to sleep on a bench, and then this fat bitch police officer says, you can't sleep on this bench. And then I get up, and I go to another bench, and I sleep on that one. You can't sleep on that bench either. And then I go outside to another bench, and I sleep on that one. You can't sleep on this outside bench.
Where are you supposed to sleep?
Right. Then I go to the fucking grass, and I'm sleeping in the grass outside of the airport property. And then she says I can't sleep there either. I'm like, listen, you fat fucking bitch. And then once I said that, she called more police, and then I got arrested, and then I got, and then I had to get a hotel at that place because I was trying to go to, like, Adelaide or some shit.
Good call.
No, Perth is where I was trying to go.
I know. We're on our way to Perth. Mm-hmm. And,
was she fat?
Anyway, look.
She was a fat fucking New Zealand cop. She was like, not that fat, but enough to call her fat.
Right. Enough for her to feel insecure about what you
exactly,
said.
Yes. Yeah. And that's what I was going for. Because she was pissing me off so bad. She could have just let me sleep. She could have just let me sleep, but no. Oh, everybody's missed the whole point. I got fucking roofied that night in New Zealand at a CKY concert. Some bitch put a fucking roofie in my drink, and then I was like,
why?
I couldn't even move. Like, I had to have my pulses, like, take me to the Wellington Airport, like, carrying me. You remember?
I remember.
Yeah, and they had to, like, place me on a bench. They had to, like, place me on it. It was
your
bad.
Your motor skills were gone.
Everything was gone. Everything was gone.
Everything. Motor skills were definitely gone.
Motor skills. Everything was.
I got roofies. Yeah, but
Eric, I want to see that.
See what?
I want to see that.
I was history.
Oh my god, that fucking microphone that keeps doing that sucks.
It's this fucking microphone.
No.
I don't think it is.
His.
It's his?
It's not his fucking fault, though.
I know, it isn't. It's true.
Why don't he have that one?
He does.
Dude, it's... I try to get you new equipment.
All right, let's record from here on out.
All right,
I want to hear a Guttermouth song, and what's your favorite one?
Do you want us to play one for you on, like...
Well, the problem is that there's cum in Cleveland's guitar.
That's the fucking problem. What if you got cum in your guitar?
If I get an acoustic, you could play something.
Under the Sea. I want to hear Under the Sea.
Not my fault that you guys did
Well,
that.
We're missing a string on
that
this
hurt
one.
My feelings that you guys did.
Oh, shut up.
I paid my last $5 for that.
Well, how about a Guttermouth song?
How about this?
Dave. Your top favorite Guttermouth song?
Under the Sea.
Under the Sea? Yeah. Can you play this? Radio Bam series? What the fuck?
Sure.
Oh, Chad is going to have a blast with you. What's your track listing of tonight?
Right.
Because the third song is the one, it's an escape video and it's awesome.
Yeah, no, it was, what did we find?
I don't know.
Baker's
third
Dozen.
Song?
No, that was Wait, the no, first. That was the first.
Baker's Dozen?
Try to remember your track list.
It's Baker's Dozen.
Was it 8 or 9?
Baker's Dozen.
17.
Baker's Dozen.
I'll tell you
first,
exactly
yeah.
which one.
Which was the Tony Hawk video?
Dun, 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 dun,
oh, just name the song.
Not Baker's. N09.
You mean fucking...
Say it again?
N09. I think that was our third song tonight.
Third?
Can
no,
you play that?
What was our third song?
It's an escape video.
Yeah.
It does start with an E for sure.
Right. Is it on YouTube?
Can I borrow?
Everything's on YouTube.
It's called Ambition. It's called Can I Borrow Some Ambition?
No.
Can I Borrow
No,
some
that's not
ambition?
What
That wasn't our third song.
It starts with an E.
What song do you want to hear?
It starts with a fucking E.
It's an escape video. Which one?
All right, I'm going to type in. It starts with a fucking
E. It's an escape video, and it's awesome.
End on 9 starts with an E.
That's probably what it is.
That's what I'm saying. It starts with an E.
It's called Ecstasy.
I have to deal with his pussy ass.
All right, I just typed in. It starts with a fucking E.
Did you find it?
No,
it came up with Wiz Khalifa.
No.
Black
and
You
have to type in Guttermouth first. What the fuck?
All right. Am I really too wasted?
Yeah.
You're fine.
Did you find it? Oh, all right, this is the one.
What?
I think
Guttermouth.
I think this is it.
No, this is a great ass song.
Please. In 2008, I supported Barack Obama.
What the fuck?
Really connected with his message of hope.
Oh my god! Unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
YouTube's ads.
Unfucking.
Can we start recording? Can we make a real thing of this?
We are right now.
It's all recorded.
Let's do it.
Faction, baby.
Hi, guys.
And now back to
Radio Bam.
Alright, you're from Australia. Did you hear about the news in America?
We don't even...
This is fucking... something... This is fucked because this is something that I would do this to one of my friends. And now this fucker is in very big, deep shit.
What happened? I don't even know about that.
This kid was on a plane and he tweets about everything kind of like Cleveland here. So he tweets about, like, hey, I'm getting ready to get in my car. Hey, I'm getting ready to go out of my driveway. Hey, I'm getting... So, yeah, exactly. So now he's telling everybody that he's flying to, like, Miami from Houston or some shit. And he's saying that he's on U.S. Air and what flight he's on Twitter and everything. And he's dating this new girl. And the ex-boyfriend is fucking fed up with his ass. And he wants to do something... bad, so he decided to say, oh, now he knows what flight he's on because he just tweeted about it. Yes, so he says he has a fucking bomb on the fucking plane.
Oh, wow.
And the whole plane goes in reverse, goes in, they handcuff the motherfucker, they take him out, all this shit, everything. 300 people on an airplane wanting to know when they're taking off. No, it's like $100,000 ordeal here. And that's what this fucker has to pay now for pulling this stunt like
he's
this.
He's gonna pay this back.
I don't know if he's gonna pay it back or not, but like it's something that I'm gonna fuck with this motherfucker. He took my girlfriend away, so I'm gonna fucking fuck
so
with
the
his pussy ass.
The ex-boyfriend.
So now the ex-boyfriend, yes.
Yeah.
Now that happened, and the FBI found out that it's. So now he has to pay like $100,000 of this airport bullshit because he had to fuck. They had to relocate all the airplanes over this whole ordeal. About me, ordeal.
You said ordeal. Why are you yelling at me?
But, you know what I mean? Like you say, you could simply say that there's a bomb on a plane on flight U.S. Air, whatever. And next thing you know. FBI is in fucking involved,
true.
And now you have to pay $100,000 over bullshit.
Maybe we should do it right now. Maybe we should.
No,
it's not a good idea because
it's a terrible idea.
It's actually a terrible idea.
That's like, the moral of the story, Alex.
Bottom line is.
But I mean, this dude thought that he's like, I'm going to get this motherfucker. He took my girlfriend away. Yeah, I'm clever as fuck. He took my girlfriend away. I'm going to make the police show up in his pussy ass. Now they do research about what phone call came where. Now this motherfucker has to pay $100,000 out of fucking
right
problems of the airport.
By the federal government.
Not only that, he didn't.
No,
he's from here, but
his girl was already.
His girl
with,
was started dating somebody else, and she the was, dude was so pissed off, like, ooh, and now he's reading his Twitter. So it made him feel some type of way. So then he felt some type of way to fucking call
that whole aspect is
911 to say there's a bomb on an airplane, and now he's saying it's a joke, but it's not a joke because 300 people had to sit there and wait for 5 motherfucking hours.
They want to kill him.
Oh, I'd be furious.
Bottom line, Cleveland, stop tweeting to your weirdo friends.
Dude, waiting for a fucking plane. Like, waiting in the fucking airport for a fucking plane is the most frustrating shit.
Bam needs a new TV show.
Like, Dave came on his way here.
Airport.
I'm a plane.
What happened? Because I can tell you something way, way worse. Why?
Tell us about Nova.
No, I want to hear about this. What? I got delayed by a fucking hour, that's it?
The only thing that actually happened, the most dramatic part of my whole experience of flying in here, is that I got to see Kevin.
Who? Kevin, my publicist?
Bam's uncle?
The old, Kevin.
Yeah.
Knows Kevin.
Kevin's a great guy.
So you got delayed by an hour.
He's the reason why any of us
I have
here.
I have fell asleep in the fucking bathroom of the bathroom in an airplane, and they had to jimmy the fucking door open to get me out.
Right? Okay.
Okay, that's one. That's one. Then I was fingering some girl in first class, and she never told me that her mom was right next to her, and
you're
she was sleeping.
About in history,
so when she wakes up, she says, "Who the fuck are you?" I go, "Who the fuck are you?" I'm her mom. I go, "Oh well, I just met her because it was Virgin Airlines." All this shit. I can tell you more.
Well, I gotta go wash my hands.
You know what? I've never joined the Mile High Club.
Really?
I haven't either.
I haven't.
I've
sucked a pussy. I got blown, but I never fucked on an airplane.
I did on the way back from Cancun with my ex-girlfriend Annette.
Who?
Annette? Yes. And we were on our way back from Cancun.
I can't wait to see what's going
on. As a matter of fact, man, this is hilarious. I met Don Vito inside the Hard Rock Cafe as Abe and Phil were picking him up. And he took a picture with Annette, and it was hilarious. But I joined the Mile High Club on the way back, and yeah, we went in there, and I was all bad.
Did you go in the same bathroom?
Yes.
See, everybody has their eyes on me, so I already know this. So, like, if some girl goes in the bathroom, and then I go right afterwards, everybody already fucking knows. That's the problem.
What's the point?
Yeah, well...
The point is that you have to fuck a mile
Who
high up.
Who cares?
I did
it's
it.
About
it's just
you
the
and
moral...
Her.
No,
that's
it's the moral
matters.
Of no.
When they, you want to see who's watching when you walk out.
I did it.
No, I don't care about that. I want to say that I fucked a mile high up in the sky.
I did it.
I like that better.
You know what? I don't care.
I prefer to people just not see me go in. That's why I've never done it.
You know what I think is more rewarding is just like dumping that condom. You open the bin.
What condom?
Well, I mean. And if you decided to use a condom.
What?
Well, here's the thing. If you're fucking... Here's the thing, right?
I fucked.
He said condom.
Yeah, he did.
No, it's more about the fact that when you have sex with someone, where you're like, I definitely need to be wearing a condom in order to have sex.
Tell me when you realized that you needed to think
the
that.
The second my dick hits, that's like sticking into a fucking bowl of Tabasco sauce. Then, you know, you get fucking some serious issues.
At that point,
anyway,
it's too late.
On the airplane, and you pull the condom off, and it's just like the satisfaction.
Are you in the Mile High Club?
I am in
Don't lie.
You are?
Are you?
I'm in the fucking Mile High Club.
Who with? Say your first name. You don't have to say your last.
I'm going to say first name, and her name is
You're
Alice.
Thinking too long.
Alice.
Yeah, and I'm going to be totally...
Alice Springs. That's in the middle of Australia.
Her name is it. Look, I'm going to give you a last name.
Too long.
It is
rock,
shall we?
Mm-hmm.
Alice Springs.
I drew a better map than you about Australia.
All right, CJ. All right, TJ.
Yeah, so yeah, Bam.
So, okay, the moral of the story is that he fucked on an airplane and I didn't.
Yeah.
I have not done it yet.
Well, maybe you should.
I would have thought you'd have been the first person to do it.
One time I got a private jet from Kentucky because I knocked myself out, and Phil got me one for $10,000 to just go from Kentucky to home, which is a 2-hour flight.
If you're having sex.
I could have fucked on it, but I had too many broken limbs.
That's weird. You're like the airport sex addict king. Like, you're a total, utter sex addict. And then, like, you
see, production lives at my house, so tell me what you've seen.
I know you so well.
Every time he comes in, something's happening. Because sometimes, dude, my bed is at the very top floor here.
It doesn't matter.
Sometimes I don't even sleep in it. I just lay in that beanbag chair.
No, it's not a beanbag chair. It's called a love sack, and he makes sure he uses it to the fullest. It's called a love sack, so he makes sure
he walks in, because I don't lock my door, so he walks in, I'm full-blown fucking to the point where I'm just like, he sees it,
and
then I'm like, he's like, yo, what are you doing? I'm like, obviously fucking.
Probably makes him happy.
You know,
no, it does not make me happy, because I get a less hard one.
Oh,
thanks to you.
Well, I figure sometimes, like, I walk in, he's like, yeah, that's right. I knew that was going to happen. He's like sex addict, so I don't know what's going on.
Maybe if Killian walked in, she's like, ooh, and then she went like that with her lip or something, then I'd be like, all right, I'm into this. Fucking production walking in? No. The answer is no.
I thought it was the anticipation of getting caught, and then I caught you, and then you're...
No, but you could see me fuck. I don't care, but I don't prefer you to fucking see it.
I can't help it, dude. You're a sex addict. If it's
well,
going
I
on,
can't help it.
Yeah, I know shit. You're good. You're doing it 24 hours a day, so if I walk
no,
in...
No, more like 13.
If I walk in, you're having sex or doing some type of fucking sexual act. It's not my fault. It's really not my fault.
It is your fault because you live down at the Hobbit Hole, and the only thing that you can't do is take a shit and piss. So when you have to shit and piss, you come up and interrupt my flow.
But you're a total fucking sex addict.
Yeah,
so,
I admit it.
Hey, guys, shut the fuck up for 1 second. This is what I think.
He's a sex addict. Tiger Woods, y'all.
Hey, Ben.
Whatever.
Ben, you need to get on a plane, right?
To where?
To, I think, fucking Australia. Alright?
Hold on.
Fucking Perth.
Why Perth?
I love the idea. Yeah.
That's the other side.
You're with your girlfriend, right?
Yeah.
She's very beautiful.
Yeah. She has small ass tits though. She's an itty bitty titty committee.
You gotta take him to the bathroom and fuck the fucking.
I already did that.
On an airplane?
No, in the bathroom of the fucking airport.
That's the thing.
I've done that many fucking times,
Bam.
But I've never fucked on a fucking airplane.
That's what I'm saying.
Alright, I want to hear a Guttermouth song.
Does it look like I give a fuck?
Holy Lord, I got a bonus.
Strap yourselves in and lace up those shoes, because you're listening to Radio Bam.
Turn it up.
Faction.
Alright, Radio Bam. There's a lot of people here. I'm going to start here with Murphy. Murphy, his real name is Murray. Actually, it's Bobby Bellino, but he drums for Hello Cleveland, and Cleveland showed up with these two Russians last night.
Your ass is going to be wet.
Murray, tell me what happened here.
When?
Well,
the crazy Russian...
Let's start off, first of all, we're all at 15
at the
North,
very beginning?
Or alibis.
Oh, no, want to start before that?
I want to start with the good part.
So Cleveland meets this girl online... Like you first with all the fucking Hello Cleveland fans.
Is that how she came down?
Yeah, and then he's like, hey babe, why don't you come cruise out to Westchester? Or whatever he does.
The Russian girls?
Yeah, so then they come out. She picks up her friend in New York. They head down here, right? They get a hotel room. We're out at Alibis, right? And it's like the deal is fucking sealed. This girl can't wait to suck
Cleveland's
dick.
And I would never admit that, but I really think, I was like, Cleveland is in...
Dude,
he's getting pussy big time.
Yeah, it was just a matter of time. So then we party it up, blah blah blah. It's 1:30 in the morning. We cruise back to your place here, and then a light switch goes off, and he starts acting like a dickhead, trying to be like the rock and roll cool guy.
How did it get ruined?
That's how. So then he starts acting like the rock and roll cool guy or whatever, and she gets fucking mad because now he's being an asshole, and she. Freaks the fuck out. That's when she hit the fucking... She tries to back her rented Ford.
Didn't she crashed into somebody's car here.
You're skipping too far ahead. She was down at the pool with Cleveland.
Oh, dude, yeah, okay.
And Cleveland came back in, and I was like, Clayton, what are you doing? You still got a chick out there. And he's like, what if I already did it? I already did it. And I was like, so yeah, what? Go do it again. Go sex at it. Go be BAM for a little while.
Do you know why he was mad, though?
Who are
you? I really think he was mad because she told him that she had no clue who I was. And then when she got more drunk, she started naming each and every Viva La Bam episode. And he's like, you do know him!
Really? I seen your face I did that.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
She was surprising you with
She's telling me, remember in Viva La Bam episode 3 when you did that? And then Cleveland heard, he's like, I thought you said you never knew who he was!
No way.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Alright, so that's why he was being an asshole.
That's probably it.
No, before he even went into the pool, she started, like, trying to rape Bam at the table.
She was fucking heated.
She walked over, sat down,
I wasn't doing shit.
She's rushing with an attitude.
I was just sitting there listening.
And, like a New Yorker. So it's like...
And wasted.
Fuck.
Nikki B was giving her alien eyes.
Yeah. I was going to squirt paint all over her face.
Yeah, she was. Dude, she was about to squirt paint in her face.
I was like this. With the paint thing in my hand.
That would have been unnecessary.
So let me paint you a picture. She's about like, she's like 5'9" and she's probably around like 140. I mean, she's
140? That's being generous.
I'm being nice. I'm painting
a
picture.
No, she's a nice girl. Yeah.
So then the other girl that she brings, she's blonde. She's wearing these fishnet arm things. She looks
like she's out. Tibet
tea. She looked like Courtney fucking Love on a bad day.
No, she looked like fucking somebody else.
She looked like she belonged in a cradle of filth concert.
Yes.
Yeah, she had these fishnet arm things.
Showed up at Alibis looking at all this bondage. She should have brought a fucking whip with her.
Yeah.
And I asked her, I said, so who are you beating tonight? And she didn't know what I was talking about.
Yeah, well,
she had no idea.
Dude, you only dress like that for Halloween or a rave. And she showed up at Alibis on a Thursday.
Yeah, or what are they called? Smut videos?
Yeah, it was black. Like the fishnets that you wear at raves. Like, well... I guess it was just the makeup that went with it, like the red, super red lipstick,
know,
and it was just like smeared down her face, like Courtney Love style.
So then she says, and starts naming every Viva La Bam episode. Cleveland gets mad. Then they go back out by the pool.
Yeah, I don't know that they went by the pool.
Yeah, they went back to the pool. That's how they ended up.
Either way, he was so in the clear of getting pussy, and he ruined it. And he even went back to her fucking hotel.
Listen, hang on. Then he ruined it, right? Now, she wants to leave. She can't wait to leave. She rammed a fucking Lexus in the driveway, like, hard as shit.
That's a hit and run.
Yeah.
And I have it on film because there's a camera.
Yeah.
I showed it, the camera to her friend.
Then she calmed down a little bit.
A little bit. I was like, tell her she's on camera.
Email Russia and try to get money because it's not going to happen.
But the thing was, she was so blamed about hitting on you, and I told her friend to tell her friend in Russian, yo, get back off. His girlfriend's sitting right here, and she's looking at her, and she's like, I told her. She says she doesn't care. And then it was almost a war. Cleveland runs out to the pool.
So Cleveland's screaming at this girl in her car, trying to grab her keys for like a fucking 2 hours, maybe, right?
Well, that was after I hit her with the keys in the chest.
Right, she got mad because someone threw the keys at me.
She was being a cunt.
Yeah. So...
She was being a cunt. She went up to your room and started, like, banging on your
door. If she's being a cunt and Cleveland's all pissed off, why would he go to her hotel with her?
Because he's a fucking weirdo, dude.
So what did he do? Sleep?
Nothing!
That doesn't make sense.
So I go... Sorry, so we go back to the hotel. All right, so this girl finally leaves, okay? Her friend in Cleveland, the girl in Cleveland and her... are, like, leaving and they're saying bye. I'm like, dude, you know what? I'll see you guys later. And then on second thought, I'm like, you know what? I'm not missing this for nothing. There's no way. I'm coming.
See, that's my mentality. I would have gone just to see what would happen.
I just got to see what the fuck is going to happen. So I go, we go back to the hotel. We're driving.
If a girl invites you to your hotel, that means that you want to fuck. Yeah, yeah. Wait, how come Cleveland can't manage to do it?
So we're in a...
We'll get to that.
What did he say?
She was from Marcus Hook.
Pat ran over a girl, and as soon as Pat had his way with her, then Cleveland had his way with her.
Cleveland hooked up with a hook.
Suck my dick.
Cleveland tasted your dick.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. How's that taste?
It was not a matter of 3 minutes later.
Yeah, that Russian girl went ape shit. I had to throw her out. All we were trying to do is keep her keys. And she's all like,
right, so we go in the hot tub. The bondage Russian girl is in her lingerie, like some slut black lingerie thong and matching bra. We're in the back of the convertible Mustang. Cleveland's driving like a retard. He stops. We pull out. Everything's cool. He's like, wait, I don't have my shoes. I'm like, I don't have my shoes either. That's the last thing I'm worried about. I fuck your shoes. He runs out. We leave. All right, so the car ride home, we're listening to Russian pop dance house music loud as fuck. The girl in the back is riding me like a fucking, like a pony. And her legs were up in the air. Like, it's crazy. Oh, wait. Did I tell you that she fell off in the driveway? This is like an Aerosmith video gone bad. She's sitting on a fucking side, like, hanging out in her lingerie. Cleveland's inside looking for his shoes. Her girlfriend says, fuck Cleveland, we're out of here. Gets out, goes to the driver's side, hits the fucking gas. This chick goes flying the fuck back, hits her head on the goddamn...
What, in the convertible?
Yeah.
She flew out of the car.
Right here. She was sitting on the side, like, on the
Shut
side
the
of the door.
Wait, was she sitting on the top of it?
Yeah, on top, like, you know, like on top of the door.
And she took off so fast.
She hits the gas. This girl goes flying back. Nobody saw it happen. I'm looking around like, somebody tell me that I'm not the only one that saw this.
Where exactly did it happen?
Like, right here, like, right
We might we have it on it. Fucking film.
Really?
No, we definitely
Well, there's a camera angle there and one there.
It's right, it happened right here, like, right there.
It's
so anyway,
film.
So we go back to the
That's
hotel.
Awesome.
The girl that I was trying to bone.
No,
she like, she's like all right, like, it was the craziest car ride back to the hotel. I can't even explain. Just like Aerosmith. What's the one with the convertible, Mustang convertible? The same fucking thing.
No,
girls taking their tops off in the car.
Well, there was three. Amazing.
Yeah. Crazy.
Crazy.
What was the astronaut
And then the
one?
Other one starts with a C.
What was
well.
That astronaut one? Is that the one?
No, that was Armageddon.
It's all the ones with
not
Alicia
Armageddon.
Silverstone in it.
The one with Alicia
and
Silverstone
Tyler's
Liv
daughter
Tyler.
Making out
Liv
with
Tyler.
Alicia Silverstone.
That's the one with the stripper pole?
Yeah,
Liv
yeah.
Tyler. That's the video this was like.
Crazy.
Crazy. Yeah.
Was there
so
a farm boy?
We're in the convertible top, Russian music, house music, blasting. Cleveland's freaking out the whole fucking time. Like, we're going to get pulled over. Guys, turn it down. He keeps turning it down. She keeps turning it up. These girls are going nuts. I'm like, Cleveland, I don't care if we get pulled over. You shouldn't fucking care either. Just drive to the fucking hotel for Christ's sake.
Well, he's driving. He should care a little
driving.
Bit.
Cleveland was driving.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'm going to die before
he's
the fuck.
But he was like so paranoid, you know?
So end of story, he got no pussy.
So we go to the hotel room. The girl that I'm trying to bone... puts her fucking nightgown on and gets into bed and goes to sleep. I'm like, what the fuck?
Arthur?
These two, I got a 12-pack of beer, put in the fridge. Cleveland and his girl are, like, making out against the window in the hotel. And I'm like, well, what the fuck am I going to do? I want nothing to do with either one of these fools. So I lay down next to the girl.
So he made out with her, at least.
Right. So yeah.
So how come it didn't
So listen, so
more?
I lay down and go to bed. And they're like, Murray, Cleveland's like, Murray, wake up. Come party with us. And I'm like, what? Why?
So
no.
Cock block?
Right, so she keeps coaxing me to get out of bed. I'm like, fine, fuck it. I'll get out of bed. I'll get a beer. Get out of bed. Get a beer. It's awkward as shit. Fuck this. Go to bed. Wait, I wake up 4 hours. I go to bed. As I'm falling asleep, they sit down in the two chairs in the hotel and they start like chit-chatting. I wake up 6 hours later and they're in the same two chairs chit-chatting.
If you're
and
that's
the
his
bed.
Fucking
wait,
problem.
And
he has these heart to heart with these girls and then he gets out.
But I'm
still stuck in his friend zone. He's
yeah.
Friend.
Hang on, so the girl
zone.
Just got the hotel
friend
room that
zone.
Day. The bed that she had, her bed
was made.
Was still made.
Thanks for getting my bitch drunk.
If you're a fucking grown up, making out means you're gonna fuck.
Yeah.
What is he still talking
grown
about?
Like
shit.
This isn't fucking
especially in a hotel.
Yeah, you're in a hotel room. She's from another fucking country.
We wake up this morning and he takes her out to fucking breakfast.
I knew you.
He's a
dumb. Thanks for feeding my bitch.
Well, Cleveland's a sweetheart though, so.
Well, nice guys fucking finish fucking last.
Nice guys finish in the shower.
She pays.
Yeah, Murray. Murray, you had some slick lines last night.
Yeah.
There was two other girls that were here besides,
done,
besides the
list.
Russian girls. There was two other chicks
yeah,
that were
yeah.
here. And Murray had the one. And he walks up to her and he goes like this. He goes, you're a seven. And she's like, what? And he's like, out. Murray. He walks up to this chick right in her face.
You're
and
a
like,
seven.
He goes, you're a seven. She's like. A seven, he's like, out of five. And then, like, she starts laughing. You're already 50% in the door. Murray also had the line, this girl walked up. He never even met her. She walked up. He's like, where's your stupid boyfriend at? She goes, I don't have one. He goes, perfect. We're going to get along great. But so he starts in. He's so strong. And he's really going with the game. He's got a slick tongue. And then by the end of the like 15 minutes later, he's going on so strong. He's walking up to her, just grabbing her by her shirt, like, "I'm gonna just take this fucking thing off and just throw it."
I know the problem.
That's why Bam said the juice.
The problem is that you're skinny as fuck, and you take a Klonopin. So when you have one beer, then you
I don't take a Klonopin.
Well, you used to.
I used to.
And that's why you go through the bushes on a four-wheeler, hit a tree.
Through the bushes, into the tree.
That wasn't on drugs.
Over, over the bushes and through the woods, Larry was rolling.
Yeah, but the thing is, look at your skinny-ass belly. You have one beer, your history.
I brought her wine, that's what I was doing.
Over the tree and through the woods with Mars on the four-wheeler.
Didn't somebody call you concentration camp or something?
Our production did earlier.
Schindler's List.
I called you Schindler's List.
Dalum from Street Fighter. Dowsome. The guy.
You can play.
You're Dowsome from Street.
The guy that can stretch his arms real long.
Yeah.
You look like Howard the Duck.
I know, dude.
Howard the Duck.
Nobody knows the rest of the song. Everybody knows.
Wait, I want to hear about this Cleveland tag team after a second.
Well, you loused them girls up that you had in the jacuzzi.
Was it a threesome?
Wait.
You and the hook chick with Cleveland.
Yeah, Marcus. I brought her here, and then when I was done with her, she wandered over with Cleveland.
And that was fine by you?
I didn't care. I was done.
You were in heaven, fine. Right? It was you. The brothers had a Marcus Hooker in the jacuzzi. And then Cleveland comes home and swoops her up.
And then told.
And it's like, well, at the end of the day, all you did was suck down some of Pat's fucking cum. Because we know you didn't fuck her. All you did was make out with her, because that's normally about.
Oh, my God. That's disgusting as shit.
Wait, does anybody know if... Did he fuck her or no?
No.
Of course not. He probably had a heart-to-heart.
Yeah,
he always
does. Yeah,
so you wanted to make out with Pat's dick, basically.
Why did he just blow Pat and get it over with?
Because I said to Pat and Kevin, I was like, how'd you let him steal her off you? Because Cleveland was like, I didn't even mean to. She just wanted me. I was done with her. Whatever.
That's what happened.
I don't pay a hooker to have sex. I pay a hooker to leave.
Was she actually a hooker?
No, she's from Marcus Hook, though. Same thing.
She's the one of two that have teeth from Marcus Hook.
Yeah. Marcus Hook tooth. That bitch was furious when I hit her in the chest with that fucking
keys. Yeah, she was mad. That's when she slammed the Lexus in the
I say to Bam, because I see him getting all annoyed because she's friggin' fanning out in his ear, telling him every episode and scene. He's like, wow, I really did that? And I was like, I declare shenanigans. Cause like, and he looked up, he's like, there you go, and walked over to the other side of the kitchen, and then she tried to follow him. Nikki B cut him off, and like as she's hitting on Bam the whole time, Nikki's just grilling her, and she's like, hi, Nikki, like out of nowhere, just like looking like she's in trying to be a cunt, like, and then Nikki didn't want her to drive, so she hit on you, and then Nikki was the one, now she can't drive, she's super wasted.
Dude,
and,
like, even if you appreciate the episode or whatever, the last thing anybody wants to hear is like, you remember when, like, you didn't feed Phil, and then, like, you know, and then you drove to that one place, and then you put up a sign that says, don't feed Phil, and they're like, all right, we won't, and then, it's like, you're telling me what I already know.
Yeah.
Dude,
I saw that.
Season 2, episode 5, 3 minutes and 23 seconds in was my favorite.
Yeah. It's like, thanks, my mom already bought me a DeLorean, I don't need to go back in time yet.
Well, Jess says that sometimes, like, he says, yeah, sometimes people come up to me, and they're like, yo, remember when you were in that suit and they threw paint on you?
No, I don't remember. Of course I fucking remember.
I did.
Yo, remember when you fell into that pit of snakes and then you tried to get out
that's
and
what she said.
And you cut?
No, I don't remember that. Wait, what happened?
You don't remember? Well, you did it.
Of course I remember.
Yeah, she was terrible and Wiki hit her keys and then gave them to me. She's looking everywhere for her keys, and then she comes in. I was like, it's Cleveland. And I was like, being real nice to the flight.
I had her keys for a while.
I had them first, and then, well, Ricky had them, and then she gave them to me. And then I was just like, yo, listen, like, you're fine. You can stay here. I want my keys. Nobody steal my car. I said, there's $1 million of cars in this fucking thing. There's a Lamborghini and the key sitting in it. There's an R8 parked next to your Mustang with the key in it. Dude, nobody wants to steal your car. They just don't want you to drive. You're drunk, like... what room? You want me to show you a room?
Lucky I was nice.
And then she started being a cunt and
Andy
started freaking
Dufresne.
Out. And
Andy
she,
Dufresne!
She banged on your door and then she comes down and sits down and I hit her with her freaking keys and I was like, that's it. Get the fuck out of here. Go, leave.
The worst part is when somebody's like blacked out drunk, they always think that they're fine. And I know because I've seen me do it.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, you're fucking wasted.
What? No, I'm not. I'm fucking drive right down here. I'll show you.
Like, no, you're not. You're not. I'm not letting you do it.
Yeah, I'm fucking fine. Look at me. I'm fine.
Yeah, and then you try to walk the line, like, to prove that you're okay, and you can't fucking do it.
Well, that's exactly how it normally happens, and then they piss you off so much that you guys almost get into a buddy fight. Like, I'm just trying to help you now. We're about to fist fight. And then it's just like, here's your fucking keys. Yeah. So now they leave. Instead of them just driving, now they're enraged.
Right, now they're
when they're leaving. So now they're pissed off when they're leaving, which is way worse when you're drunk.
Not even drunk. You know what I mean? Fucking level 10 wasted driving. Mad, angry, flooring around these curvy fucking roads. It's fucking dangerous as shit.
Yeah.
Matt hit a deer and killed his dog almost.
Wait, your dog jumped out of the car.
Yeah. Damn, man, you
dude, the worst part is bolting out of a curve. You hear about this?
Yeah, what?
Matthew Pupke's dog just decided to jump out of his car.
He's right
going
around the corner,
like 50 miles an hour.
On his way to the radio show, cruising like a year ago, and then Trucker Boy just like, this looks like a good spot.
His whole ass was, out. There was no more fur on his ass.
What a silly dog. But he rolled.
Why did he do that?
The guys laughed.
Well, he actually rolled the window down because when I first got him, I realized that he's smart, so he steps on the window.
Oh.
So he stepped on it, and the window was down the back, and I was looking back, and, you know, the roads around here are windy roads. So I looked back, I'm like, you know what? There's something, he's going to jump out of here. So I turn around, next thing I know, I hear a little yipe. And I pull over, and he wasn't in the back. I run down the street, and there's a guy holding him, you know. I was like, oh, my God, I thought he got hit.
A guy's holding him?
A guy was like, oh, I saw this dog in the street.
In the woods?
No, on the street.
How long did it take you to realize that the dog wasn't there?
Like 3 seconds.
And there's already some dude
and there's already
the
a dude there?
Already a guy, the guy behind me luckily didn't hit
him. Oh, in the car behind
you. And picked him up, so... I brought him back to Bam's, and I was, like, freaking out, and, like, he was okay.
You were a mess that day.
I was a mess, and Bam was, like, checking him out. He's like, oh, you're all right. But I was like, you know what? I'm taking him to the vet. I took him to the vet, left him overnight, and they did tests on him and, you know, did blood work, and he was totally fine, but I was really paranoid because, you know.
You were upset for a few days. You were more upset than Trucker was.
You know, I love Trucker Boy.
I know. Everybody knows.
It's weird. We're all a bunch of animal lovers.
That's yeah.
Chad had a freaking rabbit on Easter one time. Like, he was born on Easter.
Am I a crazy cat person?
You have six cats. Yes, you're officially a crazy cat person. How many cats do you have? You are officially a crazy cat person.
We have five.
Dude, more than three, you're a crazy cat person.
You're a crazy cat person.
And you know what?
You're
going to win.
Babbling and drooling. It's to the point where you have to write the date of when you fed the cats. Because Kevin will come in and feed them, then Boof will come in and feed them, then I'll walk down and feed them, and nobody knows who fed who.
So
somebody has to write, fed each six cats, Kevin, 9/28,
like, equals crazy cat.
It's in there right now. It says August 29th, all six cats fed. One time I wrote all cats fed. And then I was like, please do not overfeed Eric, that nigga getting fat. because he just keeps eating, he doesn't care. And then, like, I come back in, the note's gone. Like, it's supposed to be left there all
Eric
day.
Eric probably took it down. You see a pulp.
Eric was eating soft pretzels.
I believe it.
I've seen
your cats eat bats.
Yeah, dude.
No, they caught a bat, they didn't eat them.
Eric caught rabbits and rips them in half.
Like, yeah, that happened.
Twice.
Where do you find all these cats?
Easter,
I have a photo.
Well,
it's funny.
So you had two cats
on Easter, Eric?
Yeah.
Fuck that cat up?
Then.
Or fuck that rabbit up?
After that, then.
You got Eric.
I got Eric.
Okay, yeah, Eric was
then
a stray.
Once I realized.
How'd you find Eric?
The SPCA.
Oh, okay, you got him. You bought
so
him.
Then
you adopted him.
Where we almost got arrested at?
Then. Mischief and Trouble hated his ass for like fucking 2 weeks, and then finally they became friends. So I'm like, oh, well, they can become friends. And then we go to the Firefly Festival in Dover, and I find Tawana Newton Harris. So then I decided to
take
her home.
You skip Peaches and Wall Crawl.
That's next.
No. Tawana Newton Harris is last.
No, Tawana Newton Harris was. No, and then
you can't
2 days
remember
later,
your own cat?
Then
equals
fucking
crazy
Mimi.
No, Tawana Newton Harris was way.
These two other cats and Wall Cat. I call him Wall Cat because he hides in the wall because he's such a scaredy cat that you can't. Unless there's food at 3 a.m., he'll sneak down and eat it and then go back into the wall. For 2 weeks, I didn't even know what the fucker looked like.
Adam Wall Cat?
Wall Crawl.
I'm gonna put
technically only have five
Lambos that say crazy cat person. I'm just gonna slap them on there one day.
Like I think it's fine.
My other love is my cat.
Yeah, my other car is my nine cats.
Yeah, and
it's sled.
The laundry room and the downstairs bathroom smells like cat piss central, man.
Now it does.
Yeah, why?
It's bad. When I came in,
There's the one litter box with six cats.
It smelled like cat piss so bad that Nikki had to light six or seven candles.
Wall crawl is just pissing everywhere. Why wouldn't you just scared.
Clean it? Why wouldn't you just clean it?
Because I don't know where the piss is.
It's on the floor.
Mm. It's no, in the litter box.
It's not on the ceiling.
Yeah, I sniffed this one sock that smelled like such piss that I made.
I was looking for a wall charger and I smelled piss everywhere.
Yeah, but where is it coming
from?
It's
from the corner by the microwave.
How do you know?
Because I was just there.
Well, thanks for telling.
Well, thanks for asking.
Share it with the group. We don't have to ask each and every person, hey, does anybody know where the actual piss smells come from?
Yeah, I didn't think you cared. You don't strike me as the type.
Of course I care.
You don't strike me as the type to care where the cat piss
is. No, he cares that you know because he knows where it at, but he knows he isn't going to clean it off. He's just going to, somebody is definitely going to clean it.
Well, didn't they just need to know where to clean it?
And fucking Twana Newton Harris always eats too much that it'll barf in certain areas.
It overeats.
I'm like sitting on the beanbag chair watching TV. I look over. It looks like a piece of cat shit, but it wasn't. It was cat food.
And how do you know it was, what's his name? Her name?
Twana Newton Harris, Twana Newton Harris. Hair, lover, color, burner, scholar.
Right.
She's got
the stuff on the counter. I saw it yesterday.
And how do you know? What was it? What?
What was the stuff on the counter? Was that cat shit?
That Pat thought it was cat shit, but it's cat food.
That's
he
cat
barfed.
Food?
What, do you just put different cat foods around the house?
No,
I
think he eats too much.
Yeah, you know.
And then barfs it.
So you know, you got control puppies like, and kittens.
Yeah.
You can't leave food out. Well, there's six cats. How are you not going to have food
I
out?
I thought there was more than six.
No, it's technically five because Walcroft eats shit. But
six and cats.
That's why New Harris overeats.
I hate Walcroft. There's no reason to like them.
Yeah.
Whenever you open up the can of food, it tries to come down and like tries to get in there. It's like, I'm not going to fucking feed you if you're not going to be friendly.
I think Trouble would take them all down. He don't like any of them, the cats, except for Mischief.
Trouble's a dick.
I like Trouble. He's got personality.
He wants to go out and he knocks everything off the countertop.
Yep.
That's true.
And if he wants,
he sent me a iPad. He sent somebody a fucking fax one time.
He did.
Trouble sent a fax.
Yep, he did.
He kept stepping on the fax machine and he sent people faxes.
Me and Bam were in the kitchen.
And it worked. It actually connected to somebody that I know.
We were in the kitchen the one time and all of a sudden we hear the piano start going off. And
I think he hit redial or something and it worked.
Terry's just like, what the fuck does this cat want?
He knocks everything off. Remember when he walked on the piano? Yeah. Me and you were in the kitchen. We looked at each other like, what the fuck? We both grabbed swords and just ran upstairs. And it's Trouble playing Mozart on the fucking piano. Glad somebody's getting used out of it. But it's like, if you're sitting there, he'll walk right across your keyboard on purpose, like on your keyboard, knowing that it's going to fuck it up, knock everything off the table until he gets what he wants. He bites your ankles if he wants food. Bites you.
I want to play Refuse. Yeah.
What song?
No. That one good one.
Come here.
What's that? I still want to talk about
it. It's called...
Amy doesn't want to talk about it.
Fuck.
Refuse.
No, Refuse.
Oh, yeah?
He doesn't know. Murder doesn't know.
No, I don't know.
Well, we're playing it right now. Here we go. Radio Bam's 41 Facts.
You're listening to Radio Bam.
It's Radio Bam.
Action.
Howard the Duck.
Murray, what was that?
Production, where did you get that weird fucking tan line from on your forehead?
Howard the Duck.
It's like you wore one of those fucking Philly visors.
First
like,
of all,
the top visor.
Yeah, it looks like you have a circle of...
Looks like you have a halo.
First of all,
on your
you buzz your head, so...
Yeah.
So it's like total...
Can we tweet
and then
a picture
you have
of this?
A wife beater on, so then it looks like you're wearing one.
I'm
when
not
you take
worried
it
about
off.
The wife beater thing. I'm worried
what,
about
how
the,
there's yeah. a line.
How all right, that
well,
happen?
What happens is...
Nikki, don't you have any, like, tan spray that we could fix this?
Give this man some bronzer.
I spray paint at Westchester, and, like, as soon as you start spray painting, the paint gets in your pores, so you can't sweat from nowhere. So
in
you
what?
Have to wear
in
a hat.
Yeah,
so because the paint.
But how did you get the reflection underneath? Did you? Were you holding one
reflection.
Of those?
Reflection.
I was wearing a bandana.
I was on campus wearing a bandana.
Under his neck, tanning in the pool.
No, I was on campus in the beat of the sun for 7 hours painting.
Yeah, but you weren't looking up at the sun. How do you get a suntan from the ground?
The sun starts and it rises and hits you in the face.
What time were you painting at? 5 a.m.?
No, like 11, and then all the way to like 6.
The sun is up. It's not what. You don't understand what I'm saying?
I'm painting like this, and then I got, like, I'm painting on my knees, so when I look up to talk to people, that's
painting
probably
on
why.
Knees.
Yeah, I feel like a hooker. My knees hurt because I paint on them.
But Day-Day Rossi!
I use that excuse, too.
I got an incredibly ugly, weird farmer's tan with a
the
bandana.
Farmer's tan is fine.
The bandana
tan
is kind of weird
that,
looking.
Oh, it's a bandana tan.
Yeah, I'm wearing a bandana. No, I'm wearing a bandana so I can sweat out of my fucking head.
Somebody has to tweet this photo, this production's crazy bandana thing.
So if you want to look like a certified jerk off, all you have to do is put on a bandana and a white beard, sit in the sun, and then take it right out.
Whatever. All I did was talk to hot chicks yesterday while I was getting a third degree burn, and I made money doing it.
So all right, it was cool. Did you get laid?
Ooh.
Yeah. Did you get laid last night?
No, I didn't say last night.
Well,
no,
I painted yesterday. That's where the farmer's tan came from, and I did get laid.
Oh, there was a girl at the... Whoa! There was a girl at the show. There was a girl at... I want to talk about this. Yeah. I want to talk about how I'm outside of Alibis, and this girl walks up. She was very nice. Yeah, very young girl. She and her...
Very young, 18.
Yeah, maybe 18. Like, she was really young. They couldn't get into the bar, so... She asks very innocently, is Cleveland here? And I'm like, no, he just left. He just left.
She asked for Cleveland?
Yeah, she says, is he going to be back? Like, I'm a really big fan. I said, yeah, I think he's coming back. So
shot.
Then her friend...
Her friend
says, do you know Kurt, P-Duck or Production?
I said, he's
a very good friend of mine, you know? She goes, is he creepy?
Creepy.
Oh, you have the disc.
And I, what am I supposed to say?
No.
Right, well, I said...
Some girl asked me about Mary. Is he a waste of life, like, drunk? I wouldn't be like, I don't know.
Well, yeah, because I'm not a waste of life and drunk. But, she wanted to know if you were a creep because...
Is it the one with the beak?
Mm-hmm. You got her number through...
Coming out with the fucking one of those...
Killian?
Killian.
Yeah. That's why me and Killian hang out. I was like, Killian, see young girls walk over and tell her I think she's hot.
I didn't know what to say. So I just said... Because I don't think... I said, I don't think she's a creep at all. I said, I don't know that side of him. He's never texted me, like, one, anything like that. So I don't know, but I don't think he's a creep.
Yeah, but that's still leading on, like, you're holding something back. Like, some girl asked me about you, like, I know you're not, like...
I thought I was being
a
like
a creep. I'd be like, no, Mary's the shit. I gave you two layups in a row. You gave me, like, a half inch.
Where?
Then you get laid
Austrian
in the pool.
Girl? The Austrian girl? Yeah, I'll give you that one.
Yeah, Austrian girl. And then last night, did I or did I not escort the chicks down to the pool? Like, you gotta go look at this, and then open the jacuzzi up and put the lights on and put the music
I opened the jacuzzi, I put the jacuzzi on, you put the lights on and the music.
I brought them outside.
It's still on.
Alright. And then, hold on. So not only did you get laid,
still in there.
You got laid
CJ was trying to bone the fucking Russian girl.
Was he?
Yeah, he thought she was so into him.
Maybe
she was. Who knows? I don't know.
Ask me where your film went.
It's Pat all fucked up.
Sounds like he's on PCP.
Ask me where your film went. Show you where you're at.
Fucking Jim
Morris. Bitch came home with the crap.
Hey,
bro. Where she fell was, I'll show you where she was at. And see where you fell.
This is the number one single, I think.
They put a beat to it.
It's awesome.
It came originally with a beat.
She would have came home with the crap. I am cool.
You were about to say
I don't have to deal with the crap because me and her get along like fools. Ask me where your family was.
I'll show you where you died.
That's now where your film went.
We gotta put this at the end of the song.
I'll show you where you ask me where your film went. She came home with the crabs.
This is good, though.
I figured out the cure.
For AIDS.
Ask me what your film was went.
That's for AIDS.
Anyway,
What's the other song?
Yeah.
I want more.
That was awesome. You dropped up.
Like an auto-tuned beat.
So I don't know if you saw it.
That's hilarious.
Perfect reason to quit dream.
Game on. With the
perfect reason to keep going.
Nobody will tell you where to get the crabs. best crowd in the ball.
You show me where you've been with.
That's fucking perfect.
That was a true story.
She came home with a crowd.
Cool.
There's more.
You know what we're getting into. Tell me you think. Oh. What you know we're getting into.
It all made sense.
Tell me you think.
Oh, I know.
What you know we're getting into. Tell me you think. What you know we're getting into.
That's a hook.
That's a hook.
You know we're getting into a lot of shit. No. We ain't never getting out of it. Tell me you think. What you know we're getting into. Tell me you think. You know what we're getting into.
That's the hook.
Just tell me you know. If you know what we're getting into. Just tell me you know. Get the fuck out of it. Just tell me you know. If you know what we're getting into. Just tell me you know.
I haven't seen you laugh this hard in like
years. What we're getting into.
All it takes is one of his uncles fucked up.
This shit is hit the fan. Body parts flying across the land. It's gonna be bad. Ain't nervous on the field.
Yeah, but
that's just tell me what you know. If you know what you're getting into. Just tell me you know. If you know what you're getting into. Oh shit.
So please be more.
So I thought there was going to be a follow up with that.
It's still going.
Oh shit.
There's no shit. Way that it was just whiskey that you were on.
That's a flashback, dude.
No, that's some PCP ass shit.
Is that what it was? A flashback?
Yeah.
Alright, I'll roll with that.
I'll roll with that, yeah.
Radio Bam.
That's Radio Bam for this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
Everybody. You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 to 4 p.m.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam. Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
Faction.
Later.